McAdam Mason called 911 on a June afternoon in 2012 because he was experiencing a mental health crisis. Hours later, he was dead. A taser deployed by a Vermont state trooper killed Mason, generating calls for reform and increased oversight around the use of the weapons.
Maybe this won't happen to somebody else's child, or somebody else's father, or somebody else's boyfriend.
That's Rhonda Taylor, Mason's mother. She worked with Mason's neighbor, Representative Jim Masland, on a bill that calls for the creation of a statewide policy governing taser use and training. Masland said that while there's no perfect legislation, he's happy with the final result. The bill requires all officers to complete training for dealing with people in crisis.
Which principally does two things. It teaches them how to work with the mentally impaired, and it teaches them how to de-escalate a situation before using a weapon.
The bill also calls for the state's Law Enforcement Advisory Board to examine whether police should wear cameras to record their interactions and look at how stun guns should be calibrated. From the beginning of the debate on the weapons, civil liberties advocates and police were at odds over how to address their respective concerns. Richard Gauthier is the chairman of the advisory board.
The piece that we were concerned with was making sure that the policy struck a balance between what law enforcement needs and protection of the public. The feedback I've been getting initially is that law enforcement is generally pretty happy with the way the bill finally came out.
And the activists on the other side, they feel pretty good about it too. Here's Alan Gilbert, the executive director of the Vermont chapter of the American Civil Liberties Union.
Having some new things on the books, most especially a single statewide policy that's going to be developed on the use of tasers and the training necessary before an officer can use those, is just a really huge step in the right direction.
Gilbert has been working on related issues since 2005, well before Governor Peter Shumlin took office. After Mason's death in 2012, Shumlin was resistant to the idea of taking the weapons away from law enforcement. But the governor said Friday that he supports the new bill.
My view on tasers is a simple one. If you can use a taser as opposed to a bullet, we have a much better likelihood that we're not going to harm the person that you're dealing with in a really tough confrontation that law enforcement has to go into every single day.
Mason's mother says she thinks the bill would have saved her son's life if it had been passed sooner. But even passing it today gives her a sense of closure. For VPR News, I'm Taylor Dobbs.